The Northern Pikes, she ain't pretty. She just looks that way. It's Ocean 100, 738. Good morning. First day of March break. Island students rejoice. A lot of pictures, Jill, going up on the old Facebook today of people who are down south at the moment or who are in the process of traveling to a sunny southern destination.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Taunting us.
Not us, though. Not us.
We're here watching that wind. Like, it's brisk out there.
We're bracing for 15 to 25 centimeters of snow. Hey, bring it on. Fridays are always just a touch more fun because we have company. Our interesting Islander segments. Let's do this.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And today we are super, super lucky to be joined by Liz Corney, who is the co-founder and director of development at Blooming House. Liz, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
This is so fun. This must be like almost like a blast from the past for you because your career at one point in time had you working in radio, did it not?
It's true. It's often a fun fact I share with people. But yeah, I used to work in radio a while ago.
So that makes you... Like, radio people were just a little bit different.
I mean, right? So I would say a little bit, like, cooler, maybe? I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going with it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. And that's awesome. Where did you work?
I worked at 96.5 Joy FM in Fredericton.
In Freddy.
Yeah,
Freddytown.
Fredericton.
All right. Well, we'll chat about the great things that you're doing at Blooming House throughout your stay today. But let's take it back.
Cool.
Let's start
at the beginning. Shall we? Well, where did you grow up? You didn't start on the island.
I didn't. I am an Islander by choice. Very proud.
Yes.
No, I was born and raised in New Brunswick, St. John. And then I moved to Fredericton when I went to school. I took journalism at St. Thomas, and I stayed there for quite a number of years. I got into kind of the corporate life of working at a couple different tech companies. Then I moved to the States, and then my now husband brought me back to the East Coast. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So your husband is an Islander.
He sure is.
Can we say his name?
I mean, you can. Yeah, we can. His name's Mark. Mark Corney.
Okay. And I know him quite well.
And you met... Did you meet at school? No.
No. We actually met through mutual friends. So my best friend and his best friend, yada, yada, yada. We were the best man and maid of honor at a wedding. So
yada, yada, yada.
There it is. There it is. We were the best man and maid of honor, and that's how we met at a wedding.
Yeah.
There's your PEI love story in a nutshell right there.
That's fantastic.
I love that.
Now you're here. You've been here for... 8 years?
Just about eight years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're in Cornwall.
I'm in Cornwall.
And life has changed since your corporate days. You're a mom too?
Yes, I am a mom. Basically the pandemic hit and then 4 months later, we had a baby and then 4 months later the pandemic hit.
Uh-huh.
So just in the thick of it.
I was going to say, I'm like, and that paints a pretty clear picture of what you were dealing with.
And it was a very interesting time.
As a new mom. So that was your first.
That was my first. So he's four now and then I have a 2-year-old as well.
But going into the pandemic,
four-month-old,
and then, you know, the isolation
and
all that sort of stuff, that must have been some really challenging times for you.
Yeah. It was so funny because, you know, you hear about all these things about maternity leave and how great it can be and all these fun things you can do with your little baby and, you know, the mom dates that you can go on. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, you can have none of that. And you'll be stuck in your house. I hope your baby sleeps. And my baby did. So that was good.
Sweet.
And he was great. He was kind of like a breath of fresh air in all of the kind of anxiety of the pandemic at the beginning too. So it was kind of fun having him there. So
yes, I'm sure. Yeah. And there is, well, it's just so special to have, like, you know, to be holding a little baby. Yeah. They bring a lot of joy.
They do.
And I guess, yeah, in those times when none of us knew what the heck was happening, then you had those that little bubble, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're a very special person, and what you're doing right now at Blooming House is incredible, and we need to talk about that, too, and you're going to stick around for about an hour or so, and what a great day to be here, too, on Moo Let's Talk Day. I'm assuming you're going to be having some ice cream later.
I mean, of course.
There you go. And you got two kids under the age of 6 in your house right now, right? So, yep. I mean, they're going to be okay with it as well. We'll chat more with Liz Corney coming up next.
The average family...
Snow? What snow? Katrina and the Waves. We're walking on sunshine. Big shout out to anybody that boarded a plane over the last couple of days to enjoy some sunny southern weather for March break. Oh, I am super jealous. Jill's super jealous as well. And Liz, are you taking a trip anywhere?
No.
Liz is super jealous as well. Oh, goodness.
But we we really want people to be enjoying their vacations.
Yeah.
We're absolutely. Just a little sad that we're not there.
Yeah.
Not the with you, fall. But just as the flurries fall.
You can take me on your vacation with you if you want. I'm adoptable at this point. Oh. Okay. Liz. We have Liz Corney here. We're going to get to learn more about Blooming House now. Maybe it's a topic that you've heard of before, but maybe don't know so much about. Liz is the co-founder and director of development at Blooming House. So this is your baby. This is your brainchild. So tell me, take me back to where it all began for a women's shelter in Charlottetown.
Yeah. So it started honestly with a conversation that I was having with someone one day about the fact that there was no women's shelter just for homeless women. Like, that's the only reason to have shelter. There obviously is Anderson House, which is an amazing shelter for women escaping domestic violence. But other than that, there had been no kind of what we call a low barrier shelter for several years. And I was just talking to someone, and I said, that doesn't sound right to me. But, you know, I'd been working in tech. I didn't know anything. I didn't work in nonprofit. Fast forward a few months to I was at an entrepreneur event for my job at the time, and my boss was like, are you going to pitch an idea? So basically the event was a networking event, but basically everyone kind of gets up and pitches an idea, and you vote on the ideas that you really like, and then you work on that for like 48 hours. So it's like kind of a cool little interactive, you know, kind of event. And so my boss is like, you got to pitch something. And I'm like, I don't have the next app. Like, what are you talking about? I don't have an idea for a business. And so I said, the only thing I really care about is nonprofit. I'll pitch this idea that was just in the back of my mind. So I pitched it, and everyone in the room was like, you should do that. And I was like, okay. And so we kind of rallied and started doing some research and like figuring out the need. And the more and more I got into the needs and talking to people who worked in nonprofit and speaking, it was like, no, it was glaringly obvious that this was a need in Charlottetown, and it had been overlooked. Mm-hmm. It was just a gap. And so my co-founder joined me at that point, and we did all the things. We talked to all the people, tried to figure out how to get it started. And honestly, a few months later, we were opening our doors. Obviously, a lot happened in between then and that. But we opened in early 2019, and we've been open for 5 years.
And navigated through a pandemic there as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We opened in 2019. About a year later, everything changed. Mm-hmm. And so even in terms of like fundraising and how to run a nonprofit was drastically shifted because of what happened to the world. So yeah, it was a very interesting time. I volunteered my time at Blooming House for a number of years. And then after my last maternity leave, I decided not to go back to my marketing job and to stay on with Blooming House and devote my time and energy there.
And the rest is history.
Yes, I have to ask this, although maybe a weird type question, but coming from the corporate world, the tech world, it would be so obvious, like you're, you know, a fast paced buzz, knowing when you have had success with a client and all that sort of stuff, kind of easier metrics. When you're now at this that you're so passionate about, what is the measure of success for you, or how, what gives you those feelings of like, we're doing it? Like, how's your cup filled there? I mean, there's many ways, but tell us a little bit about it.
I think for us, I mean, we track a lot of things. We gather a lot of data. My co-founder is, she has a math degree. She's an engineer, so she's really good at those numbers, and we track a lot of things. So we do have a lot of those kind of quote-unquote measures of success. Mm. But honestly, for us, it is the stories that we hear from the women that walk through our doors. We have all of the things that you would normally think about that lead people to homelessness. Mm-hmm. But we also have, you know, women whose husbands have died and then they become homeless because of that. Or you know, it's like all of these different kind of stories that come through our doors. And honestly, for us, we've always offered so much more than a bed. We've always said that. We obviously are an emergency shelter and we offer the basic necessities, but it's so much more than that. Our staff have created such a beautiful atmosphere for women to come in, and we, as much as we can, help them move on in their journey. So if it's they want to take the next step to getting a new job or getting housing or anything like that, we are there to kind of walk with them. And those are the stories that are like, oh, that's amazing. Like, we were really able to help a lot of people. So that's
incredible.
Yeah.
And we'll chat more about this. But now it's time for the birthdays.
Oh.
So this is the celebration calendar. All right. So this is a pretty big deal. And it's draw day Friday. So someone's going to win. Someone's going to win bridge passes. Are you very? Look at how happy she is to be here for this. I love it.
I'm so excited for all the people.
Honored, really. Alicia Johnston, happy birthday! Big hugs from Ava, Lily, and all the family. Colby Smith is 18. That's from Big Brother Riley. Tomorrow, Keisha Judson is 25 from Mom, Alan, and Liam. My buddy Dave Lalonde is celebrating today. Have a great day, buddy. That's with love from the Fam Jam. Anthony Perry is 18. Love Dad and Marianne. Michael Matters is celebrating. That's from your sister Lori. Tomorrow, Brayden White is 27. Chris Doyle celebrating today. Happy birthday, pal. Amy Gallant is celebrating today. Her sister, good friend of ours here, Peggy Clinton, is celebrating tomorrow. And that is from your other sister, ladies, Connie. So happy birthday to everybody there.
Yes. Happy birthday to Nate Policelli turning 8 from Nana, Papa, and Mac out in St. Peter's. 30th birthday wishes to Zach Chappell tomorrow. And that comes your family and friends. Marsha Cusack, my friend and neighbor, celebrating her birthday. Hope it's a great day. And Shannon Dasko, happy birthday to you too, Shannon. Amy Cousins in Cornwall, happy birthday. Delia Azevedo in Fortune Cove, happy birthday. Poppy Mickey Gallant, happy birthday. Love Hallie and Jax, Marissa and Mitchell Stewart. 19th birthday. Okay, a big one. Happy birthday to you. Walter McCray from Lena, Kale and Sylvester in Cornwall turning 60. And Kayla Lynch in Charlottetown. Happy 30th birthday from your family and friends. Is there still more turns?
Yeah, there's tons.
Okay, do you want to jump back in?
Yeah, Ross Burton. You might find him working hard at McCaskill's Woodworking from all your friends and family. Anthony Perry in Pleasant Grove is 18 today. Tomorrow, Alice Long is 7 for Meemaw and Grampy. Happy birthday, Alice. Audrey Gallant celebrating tomorrow as well. Asher Burke is 1 tomorrow in St. Peter's. Karen Hoban in Surrey is 73 tomorrow. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating. All right, so also what we do here, Liz, is we give away a couple of bridge passes.
Ooh.
I know, eh?
Exciting.
So Duncan Proudlock and Jill McKay are our winners this week.
We have your address. Congratulations.
We are going to send you a bridge pass. Enjoy every second of that. We'll have more. That's Bon Jovi. We're living on a prayer. Ocean 100 to Good Morning. It is 8:12. Some flurries coming down right now, and that is kind of expected. It is blowing around as well with some strong winds. The wind chill down around minus 13, minus 14 to start the day, so make sure that you are also bundled up.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And today, we are delighted to be joined by Liz Corney, who is the co-founder and director of development at Blooming House. Thank you for getting up early and coming in to do this today.
Oh, no problem. Honestly, I have 2 young children, so I was already out.
Okay, right on. Yeah. All right,
no big
deal.
I get it.
I forgot about that part.
Possibly 3 times through the night.
Yeah. Now, Blooming House has become just a beacon of light for the women that need a service like that here in Charlottetown. So, I mean, I need to tip my cap to you and your team for doing what you do, first and foremost.
Thank you.
It's a very important piece of, especially now, what's happening around the island that we're seeing. So, I mean, good on you for taking this project on. I'm sure that there are some, you know, some challenges that go along with it, too, on the daily.
Yes, lots of challenges, but we've never been a one-person show, our team is incredible. Our staff is incredible. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people behind us.
I have to ask, Liz, so obviously we're very impressed with what you're doing, and you are providing a service for so many in need. You would hear stories and see situations, you know, that are really heartbreaking at times. Mm-hmm. What do you do? How do you maintain your just mental wellness yourself? How do you step away from that?
Yeah, I think for me, it's a different question than our staff that are, you know, in the house overnight, and they are hearing the stories daily and kind of really in it. We pay special attention to our staff. We have an incredible kind of wellness campaign around our staff in particular to make sure that they are being taken care of, because they are the ones on the front lines doing this incredible work. For me personally, I try and put as much of a positive spin on basically anything as I can.
Yep.
I lean on my family for support. My co-founder and I are just an incredible team, and we also just bounce ideas off of each other and make sure that we on an individual level are being taken care of as well. So for me, honestly, it's focusing on the positive and focusing on those bright spots of, you know, all of the women that we are able to help.
Yep.
And honestly, the difficult things, the negative things kind of light a fire under me. Mm-hmm. Right. So that honestly kind of keeps me going too. Like, it's like, oh, this is a new challenge. Let's take it on.
Yes.
So yeah, that kind of helps.
And obviously you are in your role, you do a lot of outreach and connection, and Blooming House would rely heavily on contributions from donors. Mm-hmm. You guys have created something really neat in that you have a monthly list of needs. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have a monthly needs list. It goes up on our social media every month, and it's also in our newsletter. Also, we have a newsletter, so you can sign up, bloominghouse.ca. But yeah, our monthly needs list is all of those things within our house that we need on a regular basis that we go through often, like laundry detergent, paper towels, all those kinds of things, granola bars, whatever it is. And it changes month to month depending on our needs. But it's an incredible way that our community has really loved us. You know, our donation bin gets full every month, and it's really incredible. So it's a great way to kind of give back a bit more tangibly, but we also require financial contributions too. So,
and if people want to find out more information, whether maybe they want to make a donation or contribute somehow, maybe they want to volunteer, maybe it's just to get information to maybe help someone out that they know, how can they do that?
Yeah, so we are available on all the things where you
that.
Can contact us via Facebook, Instagram. We are also on TikTok, which is hilarious. but our website, bloominghouse.ca, is really where you can get all of that information. info@bloominghouse.ca is kind of the email that you can contact with any questions. I am an absolute open book, so like if anyone wants to talk to me, they can always get in touch with me.
Careful what you wish for.
I know.
Careful. All right. We will have more coming up next with Liz. We'll wrap things up and maybe talk about a fun little event you guys have coming up here very, very soon. It's Ocean 100. Oh, yeah. The Go-Go's in Vacation. It's Ocean 100, 8:25. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Some flurries and blowing snow this morning, so easy does it. But it is the first day of March break, so that's a big deal, and you're not dealing with like buses and school drop-offs and stuff like that. So
yeah, and it's a nice long March break.
And it really is.
But there'll be shoppers out. There'll be people going to get new sneakers over March break and all that good stuff.
Is that a typical March break activity? New sneaker time?
Yeah, you want to be able to hop around.
Yeah, new sneaks or maybe a March break treat. I'm sure there's lots of folks driving around and planning some shopping.
There's a lot of cars out there.
Look at them. We've got sneakers.
look at them all.
March break treat for yourself. Well, Liz, Corny, thank you for joining us today and being a part of our world. I'm sure you missed being in radio, right?
I did. It's been really fun. Thank you.
We're all right. We're fun to hang around
it's
with.
It's a fun bunch.
Yeah. So at Blooming House, you guys have this really cool fundraiser coming up very soon.
We super do. Yeah.
So I'm going to let you give us the complete lowdown on it because if lip syncing is your thing, this is probably for you. So listen up.
It's going to be so fun. We are having a lip sync showdown. Blooming House Benefit Battle, which I love the alliteration for that. It is going to be at the Trailside April 11th. And we are looking for teams to participate. And we're looking for just people to be in the crowd, riling everybody up. So it's going to be really fun. We're looking for people to join. It could be individuals who like to lip sync, or it could be family groups or friend groups or colleagues or whatever it is. It's going
to
be really fun.
There used to be a lip sync competition that would take place every winter during the winter carnival
here in Charlottetown. I remember that. Yeah,
and all the schools would participate. Take part, yeah. Wow. So my brain is going to the future of the lip sync battle becoming something major.
This is
going to
be a big deal.
Because it's such a good idea. And even if you don't know how to sing, you're good to go.
Exactly. It's like karaoke, but you don't have to sing. It's amazing.
And I should point this out as well, that you've said, maybe you love lip syncing and that sort of stuff. Maybe it's your thing, but maybe it's not even your thing, but supporting a really, really great cause is your thing. In which case you would get up on stage, for example, Darce, and do your thing. Yeah, maybe you'd just dance around. You'd have some moves worked out because it would be for a great cause. Blooming House, right?
Painting a great picture there, Joe.
Am I right?
You're right. I think Darcy should do it.
Oh, okay. Now I see
you
where we're going,
Darcy,
with this.
You could do it.
And we're going to put a hard stop to that. We'll talk. Because it is a great cause. And, you're doing great things. And
I
wish nothing but the utmost success for Blooming House. And I know it's already on its path, all right? And I'm sure it's just going to get bigger and better as time goes on. But really, take the time to pat yourself on the back because it is a great thing that you're doing, Liz.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for being a guest today, too.
Thanks.
And coming into our crazy little world.
It's been great. The flurry's blowing around everything.
It's awesome.
It's a great day.
All right. Thank you.